Hey, it's so nice to see you. I thought you wouldn't be able to make it. I didn't make you wait for too long, did I? Good. So I actually have a little bit of something prepared for you. I just finished with my last client for today, but I have another client and he just stepped in. And so, if you could just kindly make your way down that corridor and turn to the left, the first room will be mine. Yes, I booked you a little session with me. And don't worry about paying it, it's for free. It's just one of my many perks here in the salon. It's just one of the ways that I wanted to thank you, actually. Like, you've done so much for me the past couple of days. It's been such a tumultuous situation, and you've been so kind to me, and yeah, I just wanted to, repay you. And if you feel bad about that, think of it this way. It's also a way for me to practice and try a couple of techniques on my own, and you will be my test subject, basically. I promise I won't hurt you or break your back. But you do have to sign this waiver, actually. I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you, but if you feel a little bit weird about me just giving something to you for free, just think of it as a way for me to practice too. Yeah? Are you cool with that? Good. So why don't you make your way to the room right now? Everything's been set up for you. I'm just gonna grab a drink, and then when I get there, we could get started. Don't worry about the time, it's just you and me and me practicing on you and you feeling good, getting what you deserve, and yeah. All right then. I'll see you in a bit. Okay then. Got settled? Oh, actually, I don't know if you've ever had a massage before, but you need to take those clothes off for me. Well, yes, how else can I give you a full body massage if, you're not fully, well, not, you don't need to be fully naked. You can keep your underwear on, but how else would I be able to give you proper service? I know it might feel a little bit awkward, but honestly, trust me, I've seen worse. Some clients get here and they already have a massive hard on, and I'm not comfortable with that. But for you, I'm good. Take that as you, read that however you want to read it, okay? The point is, get undressed for me, please, so I can properly give you a massage. Thank you. I'm just gonna prepare the bed for you as well. Properly undressed? Yes, even your pants. Don't be shy. Honestly, it's okay. We've been friends for so long. Nothing is going to change, with me seeing what's underneath. Thank you. Nothing, nothing. Well, something did change, I guess, and that's me just figuring out a couple of things about you. No, I swear, we can keep going. Don't feel awkward. I'm good. But yes, please lie down on the bed for me, please, so I can, show you what I've got, in a sense. Okay, great. comfy? Good. Okay, so I've actually been looking at your socials lately and I realized a couple of things. You seem to be having a bit of a stressful week as well. And I just wanted to really show you how much I appreciate it because I've been having a shit week and seems that I didn't realize you were having a bad week too, and that the fact that you were just so helpful for me is just, you really are the best, you know? And I just wanted to, make you feel good because you deserve it. And now that I'm feeling better myself as well, I get to pay the favor back, basically. So let me just handle the rest. This is my favorite lotion for massaging, and do let me know if you're allergic to anything. Scent-wise, ingredient-wise, you're good, right? Yeah, I thought so. Okay. Let me just start here. Your neck. How do my hands feel? Good. Yes, my hands are quite talented. Knows exactly what buttons to push, so to say. Knows exactly how to touch, how to rub, how to squeeze. I mean, there's a reason why I'm a favorite, anyways. No, that's not in that sense. It's you who has a green mind, not me. Feeling a little bit better? Good. You're so tense right now. Relax. It's just me. Unless you're stressed about other things. You know, you can tell me, right? Yes, and I will listen to you. Now for these shoulders. Oh, you're so stiff. Oh, we need to work on releasing that tension, you know. That's up to you to interpret. Relax. No, come on. I'm only joking. Unless you want to. I mean, what? Nothing. You didn't hear that. How did you get so tense so quickly? Let's try to rub that out. If you want, you can also breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in again. Feeling a little bit better? Oh, good. Keep doing that, huh? I know it might be a little bit tense right now, but that's what I'm here for, to take care of you. And my job is to get you to relax. It's to get you to feel really, really good. Let's get down to this lower back, shall we? Okay. All right, let's make sure that this back is also properly taken care of. When I deal with my clients, I make sure that every inch that's hard and tense is given the proper treatment so that they feel nice and relieved and relaxed. sometimes it can get really, really tight around these areas. And so I just try my best to take as much as I can and make them feel really good after. Just push and pull and push and pull, sucking out that tension. I hope you don't mind the little sounds I'm making, by the way. You're a little bit, actually quite tense, so I'm exerting just a bit more effort than usual. Must have been a really, really hard day, has it? Okay, we're just going to do that a bit more. Okay, I'm recognizing that there's a little bit of tension here, a little bit of a misalignment here, so would you be okay if I just crack your back a tiny bit? Great, well, let me just do a quick scan of your back, make sure it's all okay for it. Okay, now I want you to breathe in and breathe out. It's not going to hurt, promise you, it's not going to hurt at all. Just a little quick snap, just to get you all properly aligned, and get that, you know, get everything back in its proper place, and then we can continue. Yeah? Okay. And one, two, three. And one, two, three. Oh, hear that? That's a lot. One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay. That should get things back up to speed. Feeling a little better? Good, good. Okay, and we're back. Let's go down to these legs, you know? Have you been standing a lot these couple of days? Standing, walking, anything that might make things a little bit, tense for you down there, or that might, you know, be a little bit more painful? Have you been carrying some things, running, anything really? I only ask because, you know, situations these days, everyone's working from home, so some of them are, you know, their legs are jelly, and others, well, they've been trying their best, they've been working out, but sometimes they do a bit too much, so I just wanted to know. Just making sure I have enough to really make you feel good. Okay. All right, good. That's good to hear. I just want to make sure that you're being good to yourself, okay? So these legs right here, okay, a little bit less tense than your back. That's good. That's good. I was afraid it would be a little bit too hard on me. Don't worry. I can handle any type of tension. Even if you're aching, I'll take care of you. Yeah, I've had some clients who were really hard and their bodies were just aching and just begging for some sort of release, you know? And I was there and I took care of them. Again, you take it. I want to take it. Even that mind of yours is so silly. Do you bet I can do the same for you if you want? All you need to do is call me. Okay. Alright. And then the other leg too. So really quick, I don't want to push too much. Oh, well, yeah. We just want to make sure that it's just properly taken care of, properly stretched out and massaged, and there we go, and there we go. I find many for my clients actually feel most tense about their legs. I don't know why, it just is. So, if I can have you facing me though, that would be great. Yeah, facing me requires you to turn around and lie down on your back. Oh? Why are you feeling shy now? Mm-hmm. I can tell. You've been breathing a little bit more shallowly. Just a couple of minutes ago, actually. So I can tell. It's okay. I can take care of that too. You don't need to feel shy. We've been friends for a while after all, and I did say I wanted to pay you for all of the good things that you've done for me. And if, you know, granting you a bit of release from all of the teasing that I've done for you. I noticed my uniform must have been too short for the usual, and you might have been staring at me too a while ago, so that's absolutely my responsibility. So if I've accidentally left you hard and aching and wanting some release, you know I can take care of you, right? Good. Relax. Let me, you know, take care of you. I know it might be a little bit awkward having your friend do it, but we've known each other long enough. And I like you enough to, you know, provide a bit more service. Trust me, I actually don't do this to my clients. That's because I'm a professional. But when it comes to you, I don't mind breaking the rules a little bit. So will you let me? Good. Because I've probably wondered for a while now what it might be like if I take it a step further. So, thank you. Let's just pull this one down here. You're pretty packing. Clearly. You've been hiding a little bit of a secret from me. Although I don't think it's a little secret at all. So, you know, it's really good that you got to share this for me. May I? Well, we'll start with this one, shall we? Stroke this nice, big cock up and down. Enjoying the way it's just so hard and standing proudly. I probably should have done this a long time ago, but then I didn't even know if you might appreciate something like this. So it's good that I can take care of you. You're so hard. You must be aching so much. I can feel your cock twitching. Oh, it feels so nice in my hands, doesn't it? My hands just stroke and squeeze your cock just tight enough. Like this? Do you like it this way? Don't worry, I'll bump it up a notch a little bit later, but I just wanted to admire every inch of this gorgeous cock. Up from the very tip, down to the shaft, tracing my fingers across the veins of your cock. And down to the base. You're so fucking stiff. But let's not forget these nice, heavy balls. They must be filled with so much cum. I must have teased you so much a while ago. I had every intention of taking care of this part of I got you going, but only with your consent, of course. I just wanted to make sure you feel good. And by feeling good, I mean from your head to your toes. And of course, I won't forget that this nice big cock is the finale. Look at that. I can see a bit of pre-cum forming right here. Let me take care of that. You taste really good. It's not that I didn't expect it, it's just that. We don't think a lot about how cocks taste now, do we? But when we find a really good one, I don't know. For me, I just won't be able to help it. So I hope it's okay if I'm a little bit overeager. Because something about this just really excites me. I just really want to make you feel good. You like it too, don't you? Good. So I want to take every inch of this cock down my mouth, down my throat, and make sure it's properly taken care of. Make sure it fills up my mouth perfectly, licked and kissed by my tongue, massaged thoroughly by my throat. Because I just want to make you come so hard for me. Just relax there while I take care of you. I want to make you come with my mouth and my throat and my tongue and my lips. My hands massaging your balls. Did you like that? Did I enjoy that one too? Make you feel so good. I'm so hard. That's it. That's it. Come for me. I want you to come so hard for me. I said I want you to empty your balls inside my mouth. I want you to come so hard out my mouth. I'm gonna lick you all clean, okay? Oh, we made such a mess all over this bed. My God, it tastes so good. Do you like that? No, I promise you. I'm a professional, so I don't really do this for my clients. And you're my first one I've done this to. I'm just really glad that these rooms are super private. I'm not gonna lie, I've suspected a couple of my coworkers doing the same. Sorry, just need to clean my hands. They're such a mess. So I'm really glad you accepted my offer. Oh, come on, don't worry about it. Here, let me get you some water too. There you go. Well, why don't you catch a breath? I'm going to also take a bit of a breather. Stretch and everything and just make sure I look proper and not like I've got all sexed up. but yeah, I hope you enjoy that. No, it wasn't. It's not a problem at all. I really enjoy that too. And, you know, maybe if you really liked it, you can even pay the favor back at my place. If you know what I mean. Well, I'll leave you to decide that, but I'll be in my house all night. And it would be great if you can accompany me, you know? You know what I mean? All right, I'm being very silly. I'll go get fixed and I'll see you outside, yeah? Good.